Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
Ah, folks, welcome back to Why Fish Radio. Another fine day for show number 90. A little overcast, a little cool, but all in all, not too bad. Lots of adventures to talk about and things to go discuss. So start with a little bit of hunting. Brad, how you been?
I haven't been too bad yet. Just returned to town last night. Spent a couple days in, I guess I don't know if you call it far western North Dakota, but definitely west by my standards, near a little town called Glen Ullin. And we're pheasant hunting down there with a outfitter that a friend of mine and I have gone with the past 2 years. Lots of birds again this year. Shooting left a little bit to be desired on my front, but I managed to kill a few, so I guess, in all, not too bad. Got to have a close-up and personal encounter with a mule deer yesterday afternoon. That was pretty cool, a big mule deer doe. And it's neat country out there. It's just a real change of scenery from what we're used to here in the valley and Minnesota as well. You know, a lot of those, kind of big buttes and kind of that rugged terrain that you start getting as you get farther west. And, like I say, very, very impressive numbers of pheasants around. So it's, certainly shaping up to be another good season and a good day if you're a real diehard pheasant hunter. In my case, I'd have to say that given the option of waving a magic wand, I probably would have rather been where you were, actually, and that was up on the Manitoba side of the Red, jigging for greenbacks. Once I found out that trip was coming together, I'd already committed to this one and couldn't really back out on it, but I tell you what, I was thinking about jigs and greenbacks the whole time, so tell us a little bit about how that shook out.
Well, we figured you had greenbacks on your mind when the phone rang. We didn't take long to figure that one out. But you know what? It was everything we discussed in last week's show. Not a numbers game, but we knew that going in. You've said it. I've said it. And I went in saying one would be awesome, two would be more awesome, and three, well, I don't know how I would handle three. So I know I missed a big one. And I did manage to catch my 28-incher, which we have estimated at a hair over 10 pounds. But I didn't weigh it, so I guess I'll never know. But having caught a 9 that was 29 inches, this was a whole lot bigger than that one. So I'm pretty confident I got the double-digit walleye finally.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty close. It certainly had a very impressive girth on it. And, and the coloration on those fish is just absolutely gorgeous. And you're lucky because you got a good picture of it at the same time. I mean, the lighting is good. It's just a good picture. And that's worth a lot. And, taking those few extra moments to set things up right and, making sure you're getting that shot. Because, it's a memory that, kind of a memory of a lifetime. Those are pretty special fish. They don't come along that often. And, what a great way to look back to remember it. So, like I say, I hope you get a good enlargement of that one and put it in a frame in a prominent spot because it's certainly worthy of it.
Well, as you know, I'm moving here shortly, so I'll probably wait and do it then. And since I got some extra rooms that will need pictures, I'm sure it'll end up in there eventually. But, we've said this time and time and time again, and I'm sure as this show's life goes on, we're going to say it more, but the trip again was worth a lot more than the fishing, or about a lot more than the fishing. I mean, I spent 2 days with Canuck, who's always a pleasure to sit in a boat with. And we laughed and we talked about serious subjects and we talked about you and we talked about me and we talked about him. And, it was just enjoyable. And then, of course, the meal at the end of the day is nothing short of spectacular every time I've ever been there. So, it's more than just the fishing. And of course, I got to talk to Stu. He was out guiding the first day and running the bait shop yesterday. So Cats on the Red is definitely a hopping place right now. It's as busy as I've ever seen it, even during cat season.
Yeah, it's amazing what a reaction a good walleye bite will have to the crowds. People drive a long ways for a shot at one of those big greenbacks, and it's pretty obvious when you get out on the river there. There's a lot of traffic, and like you say, even when catfishing is really cooking, there's not much interest among your typical Manitoban as far as catfish. They're considered kind of a rough fish, something they have to put up with. But you put that big walleye out there, or as they call them, pickerel, and it just takes a whole new level. I mean, the crowds converge. Like I say, they come from out of province, all over, the Midwest, go up there for a shot at a big fish. And we're lucky to be so close, because I really can't think of anywhere within easy driving distance that you have a better shot at a really big fish this time of year. And, the beauty of it is, freeze-up's not going to be that long. I know they're opening the dam starting today. It's Monday the 16th as we record this. They're starting the drawdown of the dam. That generally will, kind of affect the bite for a few days, supposedly up to 2 weeks, depending on how much current and how fast and how much debris, comes into the water. But, I mean, there could still be time yet this fall to, make a trip up there and jig up a big greenback or two. But there's no reason they shouldn't be there when the river freezes up. And I know we're already kind of scheming to make a trip early December.
Well, early December seems like the next real shot I'm going to have anyway. And, we went up there early December last year, and it was just a blast. I mean, didn't get my trophy fish, but it was darn close, and you got one almost identical to mine.
Yeah, it was a pretty good trip. I mean, you have two 26-inch plus fish on an afternoon through the ice. You have no complaints as far as I'm concerned, and in two very different ways of catching them. As I recall, you were actively jigging yours. You saw something suspended off the bottom on the old Vexilar and got a jig above it. It came up and slammed it. My case, it was the good old do nothing technique, just a dead stick sitting outside, and looked over and had that rod rocker two, the rod positioned in there, and the next thing I looked, that rod tip is going down the hole, and I mean the whole rod could have gone if it wasn't for that rod rocker, and the do nothing technique produced a big fish there. So two very different ways, but the end result was the same big fish, and that's exciting stuff.
Yep, already on the calendars, but bottom line is, you got to go after that. And like you said, we are so fortunate that a place like that is so close to us. I saw Iowa plates, Iowa City to be exact, which is not a close drive even to here. Minneapolis, I saw a vehicle from Minneapolis. Nebraska, which is pretty common up there, I guess, to see Nebraska plates. What was the other one? I saw one more other state that actually surprised me a little bit. God, I can't remember offhand.
Indiana, Illinois.
Illinois, that's what it was. Okay. Illinois. I saw an Illinois and three North Dakota trucks. So
I'm surprised you didn't see more North Dakota trucks. And, of course, that was just at one boat landing. Get downriver a little ways, and the landing right there in Selkirk Park was probably more of the same, and even more so. It's a little bigger landing with some more room. But it's a popular attraction, and justifiably so. Because, like I say, when those greenbacks are running, they're just such beautiful, striking fish. And that's really apparent, on the fish you caught. And I'm sure if it's not already, it'll be posted up on our website here very shortly.
It'll go up with the show. I posted over on another site for a little while just because some guys wanted to see that. So it'll be available on this site when the show goes up.
As long as we're in walleye mode here, there's a little item that occurred up in Lake of the Woods country that probably warrants mention. And that has to do with a very, very substantial over limit case that occurred earlier this month. Thanks to a conscientious caller made an anonymous call to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources TIPS line, Turn All Poachers line, reported a group of four anglers who apparently seemed like they were keeping too many fish. And when the officer responded, he found the four of them with a combined 92 walleyes over their limit. There's a four fish per person limit on Lake of the Woods. There's no possession limit. You have a daily limit. So if you're up there for a week, four fish, that's what you get. These guys had, like I say, 92 walleyes too many. So you put 92 plus 16. I mean, they had, well over 100 fish is what they had. I mean, it's just an absolutely gross violation. And they got tagged pretty good for that one. They ended up, total fines were in excess of $4,200. And I know their fishing licenses were confiscated. And, kudos to whoever saw this and turned them in. And, it's nice to see people getting caught for those kinds of violations, because they're robbing from all of us when they do those kinds of things. It's hard to understand what actually possesses somebody to go out there and keep that many fish. I mean, for one thing, why would you want to clean that many fish? And the second part of that is, it's just very much against the law. It's just wrong on every possible level.
I once cleaned 50 perch. Probably one of the most miserable things I've ever done.
Absolutely. I have done the same thing. And, apparently the, you know, when they found these fillets, every single one of them had been cleaned. So, I mean, they were, you know, they were probably planning on taking even more, but it's, I mean, that's a very sizable bust, you know, according to the reports I've seen and heard. One of the largest over limits cases up in that area in several years. And in talking to people who live up there, the way the fishing was during that period, and this occurred right around the 4th of October, I believe, but we had a period there where we had some really nice stable weather, and the numbers of fish that were being caught, and this wasn't a downrigging deal anymore. The fish are moving in closer to the Rainy River. They're moving in closer to shore. They're more accessible. You know, anchoring with a jig and a minnow can be pretty deadly right now. And you know, like I said, the reports I was hearing, it was not uncommon, you know, for a group of guys in a boat to have 100 plus fish days. One charter boat boated 148 walleyes one day. I know there was a 32 incher release just about a week ago. That's a big fish. And, you know, now once the weather straightens out again, it should just pick right up where it left off.
Where were they from?
They were from Illinois.
Yes. Another out-of-stater, I don't know what to say. It just seems that they can't catch the locals, and I think the locals are doing it. I just think they're a little smarter with their concealment, but don't steal from me. Thank you very little if you do. We actually thought up in Canada we were going to have to call because we noticed a boat keeping a lot of saugers, and we no more than said, you know, we got to keep an eye on them when we started seeing them catching and throwing them back. So they obviously hit their limit and were doing it the right way, but for a minute there it seemed like things were getting a little suspicious, but you know, we watched them for a good 30 minutes and we never saw them keep a fish after that. So
Well, that's good. They were able to stop. But you know, a lot of times it seems like it's almost the mentality of a wolf in a chicken coop. They get in there and next thing you know, they're killing and whacking anything that moves. You know, it's sort of this I don't know if it's sort of a primitive instinct that just takes over, but common sense certainly flies right out the window. And they just can't stop themselves, I guess, when the fishing is that good. You know, like I say, I don't understand it, but, you know, it's good to see people get caught when it happens.
But all in all, you got probably a trip in the works if the weather straightens out. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you.
Yeah, actually, I'm hoping, going to be heading up north later on this afternoon. The next couple days are looking a little shaky, and that's okay. I've got a couple of things I like to get done around the cabin. Got some friends coming up. Later part of the week, we'll be doing some rough grouse hunting in Minnesota. But if all goes according to plan, later tomorrow and through Wednesday, might be out jigging walleyes in the Rainy River or, you know, right where it runs into Lake of the Woods there for at least part of a day. So if things come together just right, that'll be happening. And I really enjoy fishing up there this time of year. It's a great bite. And it's a lot like what you probably experienced up at Selkirk this week. And when you're jigging, it can be just the lightest bite imaginable. I mean, all of a sudden you just feel something hanging on the end of your jig. You know, it's almost like some leaves just floated up on your line. And, you know, you gotta be on your toes to detect that light bite. But you set the hook, you have the real shot at a big fish. And of course, up there, it could be a sturgeon just as well. So it's you know, fall fishing is just it's a great time of year to get out there. I look back over the years and, you know, 90% of my big fish have come in the fall and specifically the month of October. So I'm certainly not done open water fishing yet by a long shot, if I have anything to say about it.
Well, my plans have sort of been derailed for what we were planning for the weekend, but I think I'll make do. I'm going to try the red here in Grand Forks. I heard of a nice big one coming out of the Red Lake yesterday, so I'm going to look at the red probably on Sunday. And then I think my boat's going to go away, or at least my riverboat is going to go away. Looks like 2 weeks from now, weather permitting, cross your fingers, I should be able to hit Devil's Lake one more time. And then I suppose that boat will have to go away too, because deer hunting will be right around the corner, and then ice fishing. But all in all, I had a good week. Sounds like you had a pretty good week. Sounds like you're going to have a good week. You're on vacation. It can't be all bad.
It's not all bad at all.
So that being said, I think we are done. Oh, I got to mention our buddy John, who's in Iraq, who we talk about from time to time, sent an email that he caught 3 carp in Iraq. So I figured that was worth mentioning. At least he's getting a little bit of fishing in over there.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, apparently I had to put the flak jacket on to just make sure he was safe when he went out fishing. You know, luckily we don't have to go through that here. You know, there's just a lot of things, I guess, living in this part of the world we take for granted, and that's certainly one of them. But way to go, John. Glad to hear you're catching a few fish out there anyway. And won't be long before you'll be back out there flying kites at the mouth of the Rainy River sturgeon fishing again. So anyway, have a safe time and we look forward to seeing you back here real soon.
Well, I think that's going to do it, because Brad's got to get some things done and get on his vacation. So, and I got to go back to work. So.
Well, you got a couple of bills to pay first, I believe.
Oh, really? What would those be? Oh, well, we'll sign off for the day, so.
No sponsors to mention this week?
Only those bills. Well, I mentioned Cats on the Red, and E-Tackle Direct I did not mention. And we talked about the Rod Rocker 2, which is made by Today's Tackle, available at todaystackle.com. Neat little unit. I'm sure we'll talk about it again as we get more into the ice fishing season. Now we can go to work.
All righty. Well, that will wrap it up for this week's edition of Why Fish Radio. So until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.